morning walk in Bhagavatam class in Gosala Krishna Balaram Mandir, Vrindavan.
Please, everybody say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 It word by word. Kamas Nandiya Pitri Lahu Jivata Javata, then each line. You can make it word by word first, then each line, you line, the whole line. Monkey is coming out there.
Kamasya Nindriya.
Where is my stick?
Pritir. Kamasya Nindriya Priti.
Kamasya Nindriya Priti.
Labho.
Labho.
Jiveta.
Jiveta.
Yavata.
Yavata.
Labho Jiveta Yavata.
Labho Jiveta Yavata.
Jivasya.
Jivasya.
Abdan Tvat Chasma.
Jivasya. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa.
No, don't show him.
Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa.
For nothing
though.
Unless he comes to you.
Jeha. Karma bhi, nartho yascheha karma bhi, kamasya nendriya priti, labho jiveta yavata, jivasya tattva jigyasa, nartho yascheha karma bhi.
Now, you read the translation in few. Then one of them part four will be detailed.
Life's desires should never be directed toward sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth. Nothing else should be the goal of one's works.
Maybe it should be translated in Bengali? No? বাংলা এটা বলে দিবে কে নাকি আমি বেশি কথা বলতে চাই না আচ্ছা বার পোর্ট লেটার না রিড আদার ট্রান্সলেশন আই উইল টেল ওয়ান অফ দেম বার পোর্ট
লার্নড ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টালিস্ট হু নো দ্য অ্যাবসলিউট ট্রুথ কল দিস নন ডুয়াল সাবস্টেন্স ব্রহ্মন পরমাত্মা অর ভগবান The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
So, read the purport of this.
If realization of the absolute truth is the ultimate aim of life, it must be carried out by all means. In any one of the above mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of the living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified truly or falsely in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are also advertised by newspaper propaganda, and by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifested before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janmadi Asya Shloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness.
So any question or comment? Prabhupada says Krishna is so kind. Government give you something, he's asked for tax. But Krishna gave so much unlimited energy, sunlight. Without that you cannot live. But we are not giving tax, we are not glorifying Krishna. Krishna giving air, without you cannot live. That we are polluting it. Still we are giving government tax. But we are not giving anything to Krishna, credit to him. Krishna give unlimited water in the form of sea and with the salt so that he can preserve. And it goes out to the sky and is always preserved it there. From there you can get distilled water. First class water. Without contamination. You don't pay anything, but Krishna is giving. So one is intelligent, he should be feel indebted to the Lord and glorify his name, form, beauty first time. But one who is sensible, he does. He is bhakta. He always think of him, manmana bhava, mad bhakta, maddaji, mamna, askuram. The devotees have got a symptom, Krishna is saying. Who is a pure devotee? Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita in 4th sloka, chapter 10, 8 to 11, we should know. Who can tell that sloka? Telling about, first he is telling about the nature of absolute truth, from which everything is coming. So, intelligent person knowing this, he always engaged in his service at once. So next one, saying about the nature, symptom of a pure devotee. Who will tell that sloka? Machitta.
Machitta.
Madgata prana.
Madgata prana.
Bodhayanta.
Bodhayanta.
Parasparam.
Parasparam.
Kathayantascha.
Kathayantascha.
Mam.
Mam.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Tushanti cha.
Tushanti cha.
Ramanti cha.
Ramanti cha.
So what it means? Machitta, his mind dwells in me. Our mind dwells in me. Oh, monkey. Madgata prana, his life is dedicated in the service of Krishna. Bodhayanta, they are enlightening each other. That's what we are doing here. Parasparam, kathayantascha, also they talk. What they talk? Kathayantascha, mam, nittam. They talk about me. Me means Krishna. How? No, nittam, non-stop, there is no end to it. All the time he is talking about Krishna. As a result, tushanti cha, they please each other. So you have to ask, am I becoming pure devotee? Am I happy hearing Krishna's name, form, pastime, glories? You become joyful. Just like yesterday I went, the moment I went, I see devotees chanting, dancing, the moment I arrive, I feel like, oh, so nice. There is such a difference between, Prabhupada said, our temple is non-different from Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is no anxiety, no tension, only full of joy and happiness. You can feel this kind. Others perceive Maybe Krishna Katha, I don't know, not like Iskcon. Iskcon you enter, all these people are bright faces, joyful. Even outside people coming, they started dancing. Yeah. This is supposed to be. Tushyanti charaman. So when you talk Krishna Katha, do you like it? Then we are thinking, we are making progress. We enjoy talking about Krishna all the time, glorifying him. We are making progress. This is what it means. Then, if we... I won't talk in one point too much. Then, he said, how then God reciprocate? There is a nice, sweet, loving exchange between the devotees. Because the Vidyadhyas, God also, God is saying, Tesham satata yuktaram, tesham. Unto them, satata, all the time engage in devotional service. Devotional service, 64 items. Out of 64, you can do anything. 24 hours. You are going to sleep, you think of Krishna, Krishna's pastime, Krishna book you read and heard, and go to bed thinking of it, I fall asleep. So you can come, Krishna can come in your dream. Get up early in the morning, switch on. At once start hearing Hare Krishna or Prabhupada doing bhajan or spiritual or description, you have to go back. 24 hours, Prabhupada says, manmana bhava means we should mold our life, most confidential life. Always think of me, means always think, meditate on the lotus feet of a boy, blue, sky blue or cloud-like blue, color, my peacock feather, curly hair, lotus-like eyes, with a flute, playing, dark, under a tree, or Radharani, you think, like that. And meditate on his lotus feet, think of his lotus feet. How you think of his lotus feet? His lotus feet, somebody may think, what are lotus feet? There are so many examples. One is, his lotus feet has got many signs. Somebody can tell some of the signs. One is lotus. One is job, the barley here. One is controlling an elephant. One is maybe thunder, a bolt. One. And a lotus, flag. Some Gaunitai or Radharani is a some chariot. Rath. Sometimes some of them has got this a sastik, square. What else? Many other. Some have got a fish. All these things you can meditate. Think of Krishna. Also there is a pink color. Krishna is very colorful. Radharani also put some color stuff here like that. You can do. Then also you can think. In South India, there is a great king. His name was King Kulasekar, maybe Kerala. And he had got a nice prayer for the Lord, praying. It's called Mukunda Mala Stotra. Krishna is called Mukunda. Why is called Mukunda? Krishna is called Mukunda. Who will tell? Krishna is called Mukunda because he gives mukti so that he won't take birth again, even as Brahma, Indra, nothing. He just get a spiritual body to spiritual and go back. How to do that? He becomes pure devotee. Maybe most of us are mixed devotee, having some desire, having some aspiration. When you become pure devotee, then when you are chanting, you find non-stop remembrance of Krishna coming spontaneously. At present, ekhon amra jor kore, and now we are by practicing how to remember Krishna. Even that also not doing properly. So many offenses there. When you do that properly, Prabhupada said, following four regulative principles, and guarding against all the offenses, non-stop remembrance of Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime will come. Come on its own. Now what comes in our mind spontaneously? So many things. That means we are attached to all these things. Deep within our mind. But instead, come Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty. Krishna's name, roop, gun, lila. Esa one mone mone asbe. Akon jor kore amra ta kuchhi. Little tell Bengali, otherwise. তখন বুঝতে হবে আমি হরি ভজনে আমার সফল হচ্ছে যখন মুহূর্তে এনি যেইটা আই লিভ দ্য বডি আই রিমেম্বার কৃষ্ণ ভেরি সিম্পল বাট ইউ শুড বি ভেরি কেয়ারফুল অফ ফিউ থিং ওয়ান ইজ বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ নেভার কমিট বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ ডোন্ট হার্ট এনি বৈষ্ণব দ্য ফার্স্ট ইজ দ্যার বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ ডেডিকেটেড দেয়ার লাইফ যারা ভগবানের সেবায় জীবন উৎসর্গ করেছে তাদের নিন্দা করা মারা তাদের দোষ দেখা ইত্যাদি বা ইট ক্যান বি সাবডিভাইডেড এটা ছটা ভাগ আছে একটা কি সেটা হলো এগুলো এক বৈষ্ণবকে মারা, তাকে দুঃখ দেওয়া, তার দোষ দেখা, ফাইন ফল, ব্লেস পেমিং হিম, ক্রিটিসাইজ হিম, দেন অলসো ইউ সি এ বৈষ্ণব, ইউ ডোন্ট বিকাম জয়ফুল, ইউ ডোন্ট ওয়েলকাম হিম, নেভার ডু, অল ইউর ভক্তি উইল বি ফিনিশ, কৃষ্ণ উইল নেভার টু লাভ, দিস ইজ মোস্ট ডেঞ্জারাস অ্যাবাউট চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ। সো হোয়াট ইউ আর স্টেলিং হাউ টু মেডিটেট, সো দি মুকুন্দমালা স্তোত্র প্রভুপাদ অফেন সেজ হাউ ইউ ক্যান মেডিটেট অন কৃষ্ণ, বুঝলে, ডিভোটিজ আর কল পরমহংস, পিওর ডিভোটিজ কল পরমহংস, নেচার অফ হংস, ভক্তদের বলা হয়, শুদ্ধ ভক্তদের বলা হয় পরমহংস, হংসের লক্ষণ কী, হংস এখানে দুধ আর জল মেশে না, তাদের দুধ চা নেয়, হংস নেচার ইজ মিল্ক অ্যান্ড ওয়াটার মিক্স, হি টেক দ্য মিল্ক পোর্শন, লিভ দ্য ওয়াটার পোর্শন, সো দোজ আর পরমহংস ডিভোটি, সেই রকম লাইক দ্যাট দোজ আর পরমহংস ডিভোটি, দে টেক অনলি স্পিরিচুয়াল পোর্শন হুইচ ইজ রিলেটেড টু কৃষ্ণ, রেস্ট ইজ রিজেক্ট, হি ইজ এ পিওর ডিভোটি। তো হংস হ্যাজ গট এ নেচার, হাঁসের একটা স্বভাব আছে, সে ওই সরোবরে গিয়ে যেখানে দেখে ক্রিস্টাল ক্লিয়ার পরিষ্কার স্বচ্ছ জল, স্ফটিকের মতো ক্রিস্টাল ক্লিয়ার ওয়াটার, দে আর লোটাস ইজ ব্লসমিং, অ্যান্ড হি প্লে উইথ দ্য স্টেম অফ দি লোটাস, ইজ দ্য নেচার, হাঁসের স্বভাব, যেখানে রাজহাঁসের যেখানে পদ্ম ফুটে আছে সুন্দর সরোবরে, সেখানে এই দুনিয়ার সবচেয়ে সুন্দর জিনিস পদ্মফুল, সে পদ্মফুলের যে কী বলো নালা নাকি বাংলায় কী বলে মৃণাল,
মৃণাল
মৃণাল, ভালো বাংলায় বলে মৃণাল, এমনি বাংলায় হয়তো দাঁটা, হ্যাঁ, তো সেটা সে ছেড়ে দিয়ে ও খেলা করে, সো হি প্লেজ উইথ ইট ডাইভিং ডিপ, সে পদ্মফুলের যে মৃণালটা আছে, বোটাটা আছে বা কী বলবো, সেটার সাথে খেলে, সো সনাতন রান্না করব, সো সো লেট মাই লর্ড, আই এম নাও ইয়াং, হে হে ভগবান কৃষ্ণ, এখন আমার স্বাস্থ্য ভালো, মন ভালো, শরীর ভালো, এখন আমি যদি আপনার পাদপদ্ম পদ্মের পদ্মের বোটার মতো পাদপদ্মে যেমন হাঁস নিয়ে খেলা করে আপনার সে পাকেও আমি ধ্যান করতে করতে আমি যদি এই দেহ রক্ষা করি, তাহলে আমি নিশ্চিত আমার জীবন সার্থক, আমি আপনার কাছে যাবো, সো মাই লাইফ উইল বি সাকসেসফুল ইফ আই ক্যান মেডিটেট অন ইউর লোটাস ফিস অ্যাজ এ সোয়ান প্লে উইথ দ্য স্টেম অফ দি লোটাস, আই অলসো মাই লাইফ মাই মাইন্ড মে বি অ্যাবজর্ব হোয়েন আই এম গুড কন্ডিশন ইন হেলথ, মাই মাইন্ড মে বি অ্যাবজর্ব অলওয়েজ অন দি স্টেম লাইক your lotus feet be absorbed so that I can leave body, I'll go back to God, ami je more jai to apnar kache jabo ta na hole, otherwise when I become old my throat will be clogged up, ta na hole ami jokhon briddho hobo amar gola tokhon kashi kafe bhorti hoye jabe, ami hari naam korte uchcharon korte koshto hobe, ha tomar kotha mone korte amar koshto hobe, tachi borong ekhon তোমার কথা যখন চিন্তা করতাম, হোয়েন আই ক্যান থিঙ্ক অফ ইউর মাইন্ড লাইক দ্য স্টেম অফ ইউ লোটাস এজ এ ইয়ে প্লে সোয়ান, দেন আই ক্যান থিঙ্ক অফ গুড হেলথ, বাট হোয়েন আই বিকাম ওল্ড ইট মে বি ডিফিকাল্ট, বেটার নাও আই ডাই, সো দিস ওয়ে ইউ ক্যান ওভার শোয়িং হাউ টু মেডিটেট লাইক কুঙ্কিল মহাজনকের গত, আওয়ার প্রসেস ইজ অলওয়েজ ফলো দ্য ফুটপ্রিন্টস অফ মহাজন, উই ডোন্ট নো হাউ টু ডু থিঙ্ক, আমরা জানি না উই আর কন্ডিশন সোল হাউ টু সার্ভ কৃষ্ণ, হ্যাঁ, বাট উই ক্যান ফলো দি ফুটপ্রিন্টস অফ দি গ্রেট মহাত্মা, গ্রেট ডিভোটি, সো মেনি গ্রেট ডিভোটিস ইন দি হিস্ট্রি, ইন শ্রীমদ ভাগবত অ্যান্ড আদার প্লেস দ্যাট উই ক্যান ফলো দ্যাট ফুটপ্রিন্ট, প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ ইউজ টু প্রভুপাদ সেড, প্রভুপাদ হোয়াট ইউ থিঙ্ক কল প্রভুপাদ সেড, ইউ চ্যান্ট হরে কৃষ্ণ প্রভুপাদ সেড, আই চ্যান্ট আই সে কৃষ্ণ সো দ্যাট আই ক্যান অলওয়েজ থিঙ্ক অফ ইউর লোটাস ফিট, আই ক্যানট সো দ্যাট I don't, if I don't think of your lotus feet, I'll think of Maya and I become victim of Maya. Please save me. If Prabhupada says that, what to speak of us? The Prabhupada jodi erokom bole, apni hari naam korchen ki bhabchen, ami bhabji Krishna padopader kotha chinta korchi, hari naam korchi, হে ভগবান, বলছে আমাকে আপনার সেবা করতে দিন, তাহলে তো আমি মায়ের সেবা করব, আবার মায়ের জালে পড়ে যাবো কি, আমাকে আপনি রক্ষা করুন। তা আমরা এর থেকে শিখছি, আমরা যাই না কী করে ভগবানের কথা চিন্তা করতে হবে, আমরা এখান থেকে শিখছি প্রভুপাদ কী করে আমরা এরকম করতে পারি, তাহলে কৃষ্ণ আমাদের ইচ্ছা পূর্ণ। নেক্সট হরে তেসাম সর্বজিতাম ভজতাম প্রীতিপূর্বকম, উই শুড নট ডু ডেভোশনাল সার্ভিস মেকানিক্যালি লাইক অফিসিয়াল চ্যান্ডিগাড়ি উইথ লাভ অ্যান্ড ডেভোশন ইফ ইউ ডু প্রীতিপূর্বকম দাদা আমি বুদ্ধি যোগমতাম। তাহলে কৃষ্ণ বলছে, দেন কৃষ্ণ ইসে ইফ ইউ ডু উইথ লাভ অ্যান্ড ডেভোশন ডু ডেভোশনাল সার্ভিস দেন আই গিভ ইম ইন্টেলিজেন্স সো দ্যাট হি ক্যান কন্টিনিউ, আমি তাহলে তাকে বুদ্ধি দেবো কী করে আমার কাছে সে আসতে পারে। সো উই ডোন্ট নো হোয়াট টু ডু, উই আর অফিসিয়ালি ডুইং সামটাইম ডুইং ডুইং এভরিথিং বিকাম অফিসিয়াল, উই ডোন্ট গেট টেস্ট ডু ইট লাভ অ্যান্ড ডেভোশন ক্রাই ফর কৃষ্ণ, দিস থিং সাবজেক্ট ফর ডিসকাশন লাইক ফর ইস কল সেমিনার স্পেশাল সাবজেক্ট হাউ টু মেডিটেট অন কৃষ্ণ, গুড থিং আই ক্যান কালেক্ট অফ দিস থিং হাউ টু মেডিটেট। নেক্সট next purport or translation,
with sword in hand intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead, therefore who will not pay attention to his message?
If somebody reads listens harikatha keji harikatha shune tahole tar karma bandhan theke se mukto hoye jay, it is said that bole nagi যে ভগবত ভজন করবে সে কর্মবন্ধন থেকে মুক্ত হবে, এবং এখানে এই দুনিয়ায় সকলেই সংসারে আবদ্ধ, হরিকথা শুনলে তার তখন তারাতে কর্মবন্ধে আবদ্ধ, তার 65 বছর সে বাঁচবে, তার সুখ দুঃখেই ঠিক আছে, হি 65 ইয়ার্স হি উইল লিভ অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ টু এক্সপিরিয়েন্স দিস মাছ হ্যাপিনেস দিস মাছ ডিস্ট্রেস, নাও ইফ ইউ ডু হরি ভজন দেন হি মে নট লিভ 65, হি মে লিভ মেবি 95, 85, গোয়িং টু দিস ইজ ফাউ, this is extra by product, actually his bhakti also increases and he will become free from the karma bandhan, from the knot of material reaction. Next,
শুশ্রূষোষধ্যধানস্য বাসুদেব কথারুচি স্যান মহৎসেবায় অভিপ্রাহ পুণ্যতীর্থ নিসেবনাথ। ও টোয়াইস বোর্ন সেজেস, ও টোয়াইস বোর্ন সেজেস, বাই সার্ভিং দোজ ডিভোটিস হু আর কমপ্লিটলি ফ্রিড ফ্রম অল ভাইস গ্রেট সার্ভিস ইজ ডান, বাই সচ সার্ভিস ওয়ান গেইনস অ্যাফিনিটি for hearing the messages of Vasudev.
Who becomes eager to hear Krishna Katha? Ke Bhagavan Katha Shunti Agrahushil Hai? Ki kore hoa jai? Ekhane bolche. This is the purport.
The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called Deva or godly living beings, and there are men called Asuras or demons who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, a vivid description of the Asuras is given, in which it is said that the Asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead. These Asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the Supreme Will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord, and when they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the Asuras, and the demoniac followers of such Asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God unless he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. Such servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees of the Lord. They never tolerate being called God. Such Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaves so to warn us against unscrupulous men who take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servants of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter 69 verse, that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
Next.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Huh? Okay. Big?
One page. Messages of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are none different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy name, the holy sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's names and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, The Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to Him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into His kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Most of us, the Lord is more anxious to take us back into His kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps him in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord Himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind.
Next.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them, can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavata is as good as the book Bhagavata, because the devotee Bhagavata lives his life in terms of the book. And the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and His pure devotees, who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavat is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavat, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how, by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these are facts explained by Srila Narad Dev, who happened to be a maid servant's son in his previous life. The maid servant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maid servant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality Srila Narad Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavata. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge, very easily, with the result that he also becomes fixed in devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavat, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata. And the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help neophyte devotee to make progress on and on.
Question, comment. Go ahead.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effect of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy. A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahma Bhuta or Atmanandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is the state of, is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of fullest ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. This state of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed in irrevocable devotional service. Devotional service is not inactivity, but the unalloyed activity of the soul. The soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter, and as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep. The effect of devotional service becomes manifested by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness.
আগ্রহ দেখিও না আবার ভি আদর করতে যে রাগ দেখা গেছে সব তো উদাসীন থাকা ভালো.
The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness and he makes further progress to rise to the position of Vasudev, or the state of unmixed sattva or Vishuddha sattva. Only in this or Shuddha sattva. Only in this Shuddha sattva state can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection of the Lord. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness. However educated he may be, is always a devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness. Therefore he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord. However they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. A devotee is always qualified with the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different, but qualitatively, both the Lord and his devotees are one and the same.
John, any question, comment? I know Prabhupada said, you want to go back to Godhead, you want to become secretary of the king, you have to be qualified. So doesn't matter whatever you are doing, you do this project, that project, he hasn't done. Very good, you have done more, Krishna will reward you. But you have to ultimately become pure devotee. Pure devotee means you have got all the good qualities of God. Then you can. You have to be saintly. So one can sweep the floor, he can go back to God. One can also become a big guy. Big position, big business, still you can also go to God. Everybody doesn't have to be something. Jayananda Prabhu was not something big position, business. Vishnu want to see our love. He give our best, take all risk for Krishna, Krishna does. Which we don't want to. in general. We don't want to go back to God deep within our heart. Krishna wants. Pure devotee.
Okay.
Of course, pure devotee, Prabhupada says sometimes, he doesn't care whether he goes back to God or stay. Because when he goes back to God, the same thing he will do. He will teach you, serving the Lord. Here also serving the Lord. So one sage was giving blessing to different person. To a butcher, he says, don't live, don't die. To a king, king's son, Rajaputra, Chiranjio, live long. But to a brahmachari, never live, never live. Because you are doing so much austerity. Better die, you go back to God. So Prabhupada said, those who remain true brahmachari, they can make so much progress. But Grihastha, he is giving some license. So if he lived a very controlled life, he can be as good as brahmachari. He can make progress. And he said to a sadhu, who is a pure devotee, he may live, may die. Because he, when he is living here material life, he always serves. So many difficulties. He go back to the spiritual, there also he serves. So he is all same. He doesn't care. Well, Lord, you want me to be here, to be there, whatever. I want to serve you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said, everybody wants Dhan, John, Sundari, Kavita. Everybody wants, give me wealth, give me a hero or a heroine, whatever. Make me a hero. I've got so many followers. I'm a leader big. Make me a big talker of Krishna Katha, name thing. Or make me a, please make me free from birth death religion. No. Without any exchange, loving, without any exchange, expecting any something from God, simply I want to serve. This we should desire. So Prabhupada was a pure devotee. He was a, when he grihastha, then when he becomes sadhana, all the time he asks his guru, Guru Mahārāja, how can I serve you? This is the only question he asks. He said. And the devotee was asked, Prabhupada, what you asked your guru? He asked, how can I serve you? He said, yes. So in other words, we are learning, following Prabhupada's footprint, how to serve Krishna. Forget whatever my happiness, distress. But we can't help it. But still it's better than going to become impersonalist or worshipper or other. Go to others. Gradually, like Dhruva first asked for some wealth, big kingdom, then his father, then he saw the Lord. He said, this is like a broken piece of glass compared to a diamond. Better I don't want it, please give me. And Lord, okay, if us enjoy that much, then we have got the most of us. Either this or that, something. If we search within, we'll find it. That's why we are not loving God. We are loving something else, gulab jam, pizza, pasta. Yeah? Cake. Then you will go to Krishna? Will you go to Krishna if you like something other than Krishna or Krishna like? Could be a question. Better be careful. Once in a blue moon, take is okay. But don't be attached. It's not related to Krishna. Yeah? Any question, Prabhupada? Almost 9 o'clock. Any question, comment?
In the beginning we were saying that when we chant Hare Krishna, sometimes many things come in our mind that are deeply rooted. Why this deep technically, that why they are so deeply that they come as an years after?
Yes, you are right. Good question. Yes, anybody heard? কেন আমরা যখন হরিনাম করি কত কি যে আজে বাজে চিন্তা আসছে, কেন সেগুলি বারে বারে আসছে, হয়েছে? হ্যাঁ, সব শুনছেন? কেন আসছে? বিকজ ফ্রম টাইম ইন মেমোরিয়াল ইউ আর সিম্পলি থিঙ্কিং অফ হাউ টু ইট নাইসলি, স্লিপ নাইসলি, মেট নাইসলি, in defending. I will protect my body. How to enjoy in this world's beauty, objective, to cross something very tasty, gandha, nice smell, sparsho, touching, somebody is a Mr. Universe, you want to something soft. Rupa, rasa, gandha, sparsho, sabda and sound. I am going, I am hearing cinema song and the Hare Krishna song. Which direction I will go? I am always going to cinema song, to Krishna say, go. And that is all coming. Yeah. Huh? I am thinking tomorrow is Akadashi coming. So everybody, please get ready. At 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, eat up to this month. So that in the morning I don't feel whole day, I don't feel hungry. This is cheating. Not doing fasting. You don't want to do tapasya. You have to cheat. You have to cheat God. I heard this thing. Also Muslim, same thing. During Ramjan, I went to Bangladesh. Some Bangladeshi guy, Muslim, told me. He is a nice person. He is telling you, Maharaj, you know, he likes devotee. But he doesn't believe his religion. He said, we are doing Ramjan. So Ramjan means whole day we fast. In the evening, when you are very hungry, take some. Again, next day, whole day fast. But what most of us do is, at night, as long as possible, just before you start fasting, just before that, eat a heavy meal. In other words, it comes out to you, change your time of eating. That's all. You are actually not fasting. You don't go through any hardship of austerity. I feel hungry? No. You more remember God, Allah. But God knows. Externally you are doing following rule regulation. Externally you are dressing like a brahmachari, sannyasi, but internally God will see your internal. And external things only common people see, you can cheat him. But you can cheat God. God knows you want this. You are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Inside is chanting something else. So, once Gaur Kishwardas Babaji was asked, Gaur Kishwardas, this Babaji, this man everybody prays, he is honest. Wherever he says, at once he shout out God's name. For any reason or whatsoever, he is honest. See, everybody appreciate highly. What do you think? He is a great devotee. Huh? Gaur Kishwardas Babaji first won't say anything. He smiled. I said, why you smile? No, I don't want to say. Then, please tell. He said, no, he is a Siddha Purus. He knows what is going on. He is Sarva God. He said, if you don't mind, I tell you. You think he is a great devotee. But actually, you are hearing he is chanting God's name. But actually, he is externally chanting God's name. Internally, actually, he is chanting taka, 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 dollar, dollar, dollar. And externally, he is chanting God's name. You understood?
Yeah, taka means money.
Tapasya is a zero.
Huh?
Tapasya is a zero.
You bujai now. So God seeing what he wants. God may give or may not. But common people will see he is a great devotee. Be careful. That is why there is an English saying. What that glitter, whatever glitters, that does not necessarily go. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Bairer base bars jato, antara paketa. He must have seen something.
No, the car land is attractive.
Yeah, he will come to him. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Bairer base bars jato. Outside, so much your dressing, this, that. Antare phakitat. If it is too much external show, in most cases you will know the inside is papa, inside substance is not much. Bairekini je beshi mata. I mean, sannyasi dress, danda, he khub, dekhte jhokma. Sadhan bhakti. Otherwise, one who is real, he will live very simple life indeed, inside his life. Nothing should be copied. A saintly person can understand, see the heart. That is why it said, Prabhupada said, simple living, I think. That is good. In India especially, this is easy. Even in India still now, you go to president, you don't have to necessarily shave up hair, tip-top, iron. No. You will see your behavior, what you are eating, how you are dressing. He will judge what sort of sadhu. Any comment, question? In general, this is some may be different. There could be exception, but exception is. That guy is hanging with head down. Maybe last life did all this thing, huh?
Maharaj, nowadays there are so many people. So, big luxuries.
Big trick?
Luxuries. And they may preach also. How can we understand their mind? They are very pure. I am not pure like that. They are unnecessarily so much luxury and spending that. But this is a simple living, I think. How can I understand? How can we understand them? They are like Mahajanas, maybe. I cannot understand with my material mind. But you are telling that we should be very simple.
What I understood from Prabhupada's instruction is, but depending on time, circumstances, places, you can adjust it. So the Western country, or Bhakti Siddhanta Sato, I give you an example. He one of his disciples used to go to big people. Bhakti Siddhanta Sato Thakur, sometime going to preach to collection for temporal construction. Sometimes you have to go to very rich people, could be a small king.
Kind of
so he will say, let me see what you dress. He will ask him to dress very nicely, luxurious dress. I mean, like a big guy, nice turban, expensive clothes, shoe expensive, and then maybe very nice one, car, very attractive. So that when you go to rich man's house, if he does not go, the darwan is standing. He says, hey, Hariwan. Even we went to Taj Hotel once, I remember, in Bombay. Suddenly that guy standing, he said, hey, 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 sadhu. Then they indicated the reception. Receptionist could understand this guy coming from ISKCON. He's not that shabby there. He said, hey, we want to inquire something. He told the Darwan, hey, Sardarji, we'll go on. No. We want to know about the minimum cost of each room, which can, these 2 persons can stay, minimum cost here. We have swimming pool, this, that, yes. I say, yes, yes, you can go and see. Then he told the one, they're coming from one of the rich sadhus organization. They have got also like a 5-star hotel like room. Really? Yeah. There is gone. There also, sorry. You see. Again, you go to Vrindavan, you say, I mean, interior, the many people will come, Brajvasi. Maharaj, aap bahut achha manga hai, kaha milta, aap, ye gaddi mein aaya, ye gaadi aapka? Nahi baba, hum bhikari hai, koi leke aaya, koi se. Aapka ghadi bhi hai, ye kon diya? Koi Bhagwan de de, chawal le ja. आप भिक्षा करने जाता नहीं, आप सन्यासी है? नहीं, दाल रोटी मिल जाता कहा? आप देखा, आपका बहुत जमीन है महाराज, आपका मठ का बहुत जमीन है, जमीन में आप बहुत गेहूं फलाता, अच्छा रोटी खाता खाना, लेकिन आप तो सन्यासी है, आप गांव में जाओ भिक्षा मांगो तो घर घर है वो आपको रोटी दे देगा, आप खाने कोई कुटिया बना के रहने से अब उधर अच्छा इमारत है, ये मंदिर है, ये मंदिर में रहने दे, हम क्या करेगा भाई। He doesn't stay there long because he can see they don't like sadhu living like that. You can see? So you should use your intelligence. Sometimes it's necessary. But for our own purpose, no, I must have this sort of car, this sort of class car. Then I didn't think it is purpose. For your own sake. But for preaching, sometimes necessary. But there is risk though. You become attached, you can fall down. Then you mix with all rich people. And rich people are not necessarily so much. He can, from the core of his heart, can call out God. So association should be very careful who you are associating with. A rich man's house means, you go, he will give you all palatable dishes, first class food, dress, furniture, sitting. Many great sages don't like to go. When Gaurakishwardas Babaji was asked by a big zamindar like a king, please come to my place. He said, no, you have come here. You really come here to do sadhu sama? Yeah. Then why did you buy a return ticket? You sit down here, we will make a hut, both of us together will do job. He won't do that. He said, no, I want to take you back to my place. No, if I go there, if I go to your house, I may be seeing your opulence, furniture, so many things attractive. I may be eager, be greedy, I may be hankering. Suddenly a desire comes. It's not good for my devotional service. To bring me back again to nature. He gave example. So I tell you. So somebody can do depending on who it is. He's not attached to. Even Ambari is giving her money, maybe still he needs some stuff. But we used to think what I used to need. Before, should be careful. This I feel. This is my personality. What I learned from Prabhupada Ramas. But you are transcendental to this, you are not attached to. For the sake of Krishna, you cannot be affected. Make sense to you? Make sense? Just like a sannyasi, get so much respect and stuff for enjoyment, best, all the foods are offered to him. Here, sannyasi. At heart should be accepted. In people giving dandavat, he doesn't accept it. He accepts it on behalf of his guru. You see, on behalf of my guru, I don't deserve it. The moment he feels that I am such a great person, he will fall down. Definitely. It's not official. At heart he feels it. And at heart he feels I am falling. And not just lip service. And at heart also, whatever he is giving, first class all facilities, food, he should be taking that much just to maintain his body. Once in a blue moon, take a little. If he can dive into it, in most cases there is possibility for his not being able to maintain his beauty standard. History repeats. Repeated past, still repeating now. I am saying. You can correct me if you see I am very good. I am.
He used to go, but that was there is no other option. He told like that in Vrindavan.
Which what he says?
He said in Vrindavan to Vrajavasis that it is not that we cannot go by flight like that. We have to go by flight only because in America there is only flight, no other option.
Same thing I will give you on example, map. You tell me something. Mahapur, one guy, Bengali guy or some local guy says, Maharaj, you are a sadhu India, from India. Why are you making such a big building? Longest building in those days. Still now I don't know, but it is one thing. Then he said, just suppose you want me on the bank of Ganges under a tree, I do chakra. Is that good? Or I make a building, here, the people from all parts of the world come with tilak, kapal and all these things, nice sari, dhuti, and chanting, dancing, glorifying Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking prasad, and staying in those house, taking bath, this sometimes. Which one you think you like? Then he says, that is good. So that is what I make. Yeah, this is not for us. It's not for the Indians. The Indian sadhu can live under a tree at a heart. But it's meant for foreigners. We shouldn't be attached to this.
Makes sense? And when Prabhupada comes to India, he travels by ordinary train. He sees his master.
Prabhupada also said that to his disciple.
Yeah.
In India, go in train. I still try to go. Sometimes I can't.
Sometimes my devotees go from
Achyut. It's also true. Prabhupada said, when you leave luxury, one day misuse Krishna's wealth. It's no. Because you are related to Krishna, so Lakshmi is coming.
Yeah.
Radharani is coming. Bring wealth. But you misuse Lakshmi or Radharani, then Radharani or Lakshmi will go away. You use it for your bhog, enjoyment. Yeah. One day, then you are melancholy. That happens. So you should be very careful. Prabhupada caution. Don't, Krishna is sending money. Not a penny. Should be careful how you are spending. Don't use any of bhoga. Lakshmi. No, not. Narayan's bhoga you are using. Your bhoga. Now, some organization, previously, when it's your early days, they went through so much difficulty. Now, so much of this kind. Some places may be palace like a Mughal Samrat. Or maybe better even. I've seen. Even better than Mughal Empire. Palatial building. And some may coming from a background, maybe some or other hand to mouth, he suddenly sits there and enjoy. I don't know how long he can maintain. It's difficult for him to maintain purity standard. He may be carried, every likely to be carried to maintain his purity. So these chances are there. One should be careful. One who is careful, he will survive. Others go astray. Krishna will give only those things. And sometimes make it. Also snatch away. Lakshmi will go. Make sense? So, did you complete your...
Yes, my brother.
So, you think you are going... It's for Indian, it's not difficult.
Yeah,
it is. To live simple.
Simple.
In India, he always sees sadhu.
Yeah.
What is their prasad? Rice dal. Okay, happy.
Rice dal.
Rice and water, salt, okay. Some bhaji. But if somebody comes from a different background, rich, he is eating some... We should not bother, we shouldn't copy him. Let him eat. We shouldn't criticize him. Training him, huh?
Because we look at them better.
Huh? Best thing is to remain indifferent to them.
Indifferent.
Don't show interest. Don't also. Give them compassion, take food, then he, when he has no food, he always come to kill. He knows he won't. But you get angry with him, then he is also alone. He will misunderstand. Better Bhagavad said, give him indifference. But he himself, someday, you have done, he's coming to you, you just show him. Don't hit him.
Hit him.
Scare him a little. Otherwise, they also, you know, sadhu, they are also bhakta. But some or other, he is in a miserable state, he's not getting his food, shelter. So, looking. This could happen to us also. Shouldn't think I am very elevated. They should never think. And kakhano, keuke ghina kara uchit.
Motor bandhiya,
yaar.
Pani
bandhiya.
That's so funny.
I like it, I do. It's not Bengal, other part. These guys go to Bengal, they also like it.
Haryana
type.
Jatung like.
Haryana language.
This Haryana beat it.
Bengal, not so much monkeys.
No. That one, big one is there.
Hanuman. Hanumans are more polished.
Yeah.
You treat him nicely. He got cut, he'll come to you. You treat him nicely, he remembers.
Yeah.
Very intelligent. But if you do some harm to him, he'll take a revenge. He'll come with all groups. Even if you have got a gun.
somebody told me that these monkeys are descendants of the David gorilla. Red monkeys and black monkeys are the monkeys where which Krishna fed. Good monkeys, black monkeys, and red monkeys.
Unless I hear it from Prabhupada, I cannot.
Prabhupada said that these monkeys are going to spiritual worlds.
Yes. When Prabhupada said it, maybe he was Bhakta. He did something. So maybe he was very lusty. Different person, different. Some people are very strong, you know, sexually. Often they want to have sensual pleasure. So they become monkey, they become sparrow, they become dove. They are very sensually very strong to become like. Then after punishment, one life.
No sins.
That's why they are in Vrindavan. Everybody can stay in Vrindavan. Again, you stay in Vrindavan, it's not good, because if you commit offense 1,000 times, maybe you have to pay punishment. And if you do pure devotional service, it's very simple. It's like, no sense got you, nothing. Some or other, to keep the body fit, day and night do service and bhajan. You may one life go after, you will get so, make so much advancement. Any dham, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur, Kanchipuram, whatever. Kirtita, Dharuka. Sometimes the same people say, you stay in the, others may say, don't go sometime for a short while, be careful, don't commit to him. And come back, again go, again talk. Depending on person. When you are going to die, better, you cannot do much, stay in the dham, die there, do whatever you can. Because if someone leaves the body in dham, it is same, he goes back.
You were associating
with the
Prabhupada.
Sometimes. Sometimes
you are
associated.
Shall we go?
Yeah. Let the monkeys go.
Monkeys will
grab. Yeah, I was left to worry.